USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial is adjourned after a blockbuster day of testimony. It started with an emotional testimony from Rittenhouse.
I was cornered from in front of me with Mr. Zeminski, and there were
and ended with the judge yelling at the prosecution for alluding to a cell phone video of Rittenhouse taken well before the shooting that was ruled not to be allowed in court. Rittenhouse on trial for allegedly killing two protesters and injuring another during riots and looting in Kenosha, Wisconsin back in 2020. President Biden back at the White House after spending time about an hour northeast of the White House in Baltimore promoting his infrastructure plan. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is forming a concert safety task force after eight people were killed at a Houston music festival. Abbott saying Texans should not have to worry about their safety at musical events like Astroworld. He wants task force members, which include the Texas Music Office, DPS, and Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, to study things like crowd control and controlled substances. The injuries and deaths happened last Friday during Travis Scott's performance at Astroworld. The Russian man who worked on the Steele dossier is going on trial next spring. Igor Danchenko pleaded not guilty Wednesday to lying to the FBI about working on the dossier. It claimed alleged ties between Russia and former President Donald Trump to help him win the 2016 election. Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham, who brought the charge with Danchenko, going on trial in April. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Airlines are continuing to expect a huge boost in passengers as the United States international ban comes to an end. America reopening to visitors who are vaccinated against COVID. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby tells CNBC the demand is huge for folks traveling now that the borders are open to vaccinated travelers around the world.
It opened on Monday, and we had 33 flights at United that came back from Europe to the United States, and you know, almost 100% load factor on those flights. Huge pent-up demand, you know, and some heartwarming scenes of people reuniting with family that they hadn't seen in 2 years. It's great to have our European friends and others from around the globe coming back to the United States. And I think as we set up for next summer, it's going to be the biggest travel season, at least between North America and Europe, that we've ever had.
Arizona is suing President Biden and his administration for enforcing COVID vaccine mandates against federal employees and contractors. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich explains on Fox News why he opposes the regulations.
We think it's clearly unconstitutional. The president has no authority in that anywhere in the Constitution. It sets a very, very dangerous precedent because at the end of the day, our U.S. Constitution can't be masked, it can't be distanced, and it should never be canceled. And that's what the Biden administration is essentially trying to do.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.